Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Ian
and Chris.
Remotely joining us, we have
nobody.
But he is here. A little drowned out by that music. Apologies for that. But he is with us. And the number here is 603-283-6160. We were just talking about the migrants that were sort of artificially bused to Martha's Vineyard under allegedly false pretenses. They were
sure all busing is artificial. That doesn't happen in nature.
What I meant was that it wasn't a natural process of, you know, it wasn't. It seems like it wasn't done with good intentions, right? It was done with political intentions. It was done by DeSantis, who is the king governor there in Florida, and he wanted to win some points off of these people with his base.
And he played the game brilliantly.
He did.
You know, but and it is the game. This is how politics are done. Politics has always been a business of dirty tricks. Mm-hmm. So the question is, do we want a system in which the best players of dirty tricks end up on top? I don't think that's necessarily should be a selling point.
Agreed. We're going to continue here, but it did bring up the question of what's going on in Venezuela. We haven't actually done any headlines from Venezuela in recent months, and I've been sitting
Speaking
on
of
one.
Dirty tricks.
Yeah. I mean, these are just, it's hard to say which of these politicians is the lowest of the low. I mean, DeSantis or the guy from Massachusetts or Maduro down in Venezuela. But let's go to the phones here to Vermont, another socialist hellhole, and Rob is on the line here. Go ahead, Rob. We have Rob? Rob in Vermont? Rob going once? We might have lost him. He was on hold for a while. Rob going twice.
We were Rob.
Oh, man. All right. Well, maybe he'll call back. I appreciate it. He was going to tell us about some corrupt cop here in the Keene area that's been outed recently and being caught in lies. So I'm sure we're going to hear about that a little bit later. Meanwhile, we go to Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. Oh, you know what? I had it. I hope I didn't just dump Rob. I had it turned down. I didn't realize it. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, am I on? I'm so excited. Did you know that our great Albuquerque police cop shows are being aired on television in other states on real time?
Albuquerque police cop shows. Is there a name for this show?
I don't know. But
yeah, the naming is terrible. They need to change that title.
Yeah, it doesn't really roll off the tongue.
But you know what? We used to have the best cop show aired. But our mayor Travis, he made it. He banned it
because what was it called?
I don't know.
How could it be the best show if you don't remember the name of it?
Naming is important.
Well, Albuquerque, but the song went like this: "Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?"
Yeah, see, I watched it in Detroit, and there it was: "Bad cops, bad cops. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you?"
Sarah, you can remember the theme song, but you can't remember the name of that television show.
Wasn't it just Cops?
Yes. That's what the name of the show was. It's been around for decades. Huh?
No, but it's a different spin. It's a real time cop show, and I don't know if it's where it's being aired.
Hold on. Hold on, Sarah. You're saying that the show you're talking about that is more recent is real time? That's got to be
correct.
Terrible.
That's what I heard on the radio. It's real time, and then the cops are getting They're getting propositioned by women. These cops are on the show. The women want to marry them and date them. And
oh, gross.
All they
Badge
are.
Bunnies. Are you into that, Sarah? Are you into cops?
Are you a badge bunny?
Yeah.
I can see her as a badge bunny.
No, the thing is that he must have been a hot cop for them to get all excited like this. He was 7'11".
No such thing. Sarah.
Some women just like psychopaths.
Yeah, they like to be abused. Sarah, are you into that? Are you, like, into, like, if you could date a cop, would you do it?
I mean, that's kind of intriguing. Some of them are really handsome. But you know what?
Gross.
I'm going to tell you. I used to watch the Albuquerque cop shows in Boston, and it was the best.
It was it
so
a turn
good.
On?
They keep running it and running it and running it and running. Well, the cops were dumb as the criminal that they're trying to catch.
Okay.
That's what made it so funny.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The number here is 603-283-6160. And I'm going to bring Rob on here. Sorry, Rob. I had the switch thrown down when you were supposed to be on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for my call.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Speaking of cops.
I've got an update here in my case here. I, many years ago, went through a trial back in 1990 in the city of Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than to take the plea deal, I went ahead and decided that we're going to go to trial. Because I don't have any evidence on me. And lo and behold, went through the trial and I lost.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have understood why. As a matter of fact, for over 40 years, I couldn't understand how I lost the trial. That's why I spent 10 years in the system, got out, went on with my life, and then fast forward 40 years later.
Roughly. It's been 30, but go ahead.
Yeah, right.
Long time.
The Lori list comes out, and the detective.
This is, by the way, for our listeners that don't know, the Lori list is a New Hampshire term for a list of state police and local cops who had some sort of an issue. Whatever that was, some sort of questionable thing was brought up about them and then subsequently hidden away for, in many cases, decades, inaccessible to the public. These are records that were sealed off to essentially protect these officers. But after, I believe, the ACLU of New Hampshire and some other groups pressed the system and filed lawsuits, they got this thing revealed. And lo and behold, one of the officers that was part and parcel to your conviction was on the list.
Exactly. And that detective's name is James F. McLaughlin.
James McLaughlin, who is, by the way, this sort
we've
of...
met him, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you've seen him around. He's he looks like this old guy. He's an older guy, and he made headlines, outside of your case, Rob, he made headlines over the years for being Keene Police's online undercover pervy cop, the one that pretends to be teenage boys and such, and supposedly sets, and also of age, people who are over the age of 18, he sets people up for prostitution stings and underage prostitution stings or whatever. So basically, he lies to people for a living, pretends he's somebody he's not, and then he's arrested literally hundreds of people by doing this.
Okay, I won't usually kink shame people, but that's a weird kink.
Yeah. And so he's gotten a lot of, like, national recognition for the work that he's done in these areas. And so this is the guy who was caught telling more than one lie, apparently. There's more info that's come out about him recently.
Yeah, it appears that 400 people in that type of setup. And apparently
this just out. Paid liar turns out to be liar.
An actual liar.
11.
Yeah.
Turns out, yeah, it appears that he has been effectively, I don't know if it's technically entrapment but he's basically been entrapping people.
That was known about him. That wasn't the secret. But what was revealed recently, Rob, there was some paperwork that came out, like a 50-something page document came out about him that revealed even more untoward behavior in like the 80s, correct?
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, it was 54 pages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about things like, shoot that beer keg at a party that another officer broke up. He lied to his own superiors. He erased
Yeah, but they kept him on the job, even though he had been caught in dishonest activity. They kept him on long enough to where he retired.
Yep. Of course, now he's working for...
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones here are open. You can join us. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, nobody here in the studio tonight. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by BullionMax.com. Crypto.com. People who are savvy investors are probably already buying gold and silver, and you can too. Bullion Max makes it super easy. You can buy without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship to you fully insured directly to your home. You can get the Silver Starter Kit from Bullion Max at employee pricing just by going to bullionmax.com/FTL and get yours there. It's 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products. You know that the financial world is in peril right now. The Federal Reserve just raised rates for the third consecutive time. Inflation is, of course, not going to be slowing down likely anytime soon. And might be a good idea to get some gold and silver. They have, by the way, goldbacks over at bullionmax.com, as well as other beautiful forms of silver and gold. But you can get started with the Silver Starter Kit over at bullionmax.com/FTL. Only one per household on the Silver Starter Kit. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. As we go back to Rob in Vermont. And Rob, you were telling us about this guy. What was his name? This cop that's been found to be quite dishonest over his career?
His name is Detective Jim McLaughlin.
Jim McLaughlin, who worked for the Keene Police in southwestern New Hampshire for many years. In fact, long enough to be able to retire. So he's collecting, he's doing what they call double dipping now. He's collecting the full, 90% pension that they give to cops. And he's got a job now with the county prosecutor's office as an investigator with them.
Wow.
So he's getting a salary from them, and he's collecting that sweet, sweet pension and whatever other bennies that he gets from his retirement. So despite the fact that he had been caught in multiple lies to his superiors, and you were just about to tell us a little bit about that, Rob.
Yeah, well, see, my case was a little bit different than the other cases that went on, because he didn't entrap me or anything.
Mm-hmm.
My situation was where when I decided that we were going to go to trial, the county attorney never turned over exculpatory evidence that, you know, showed that Detective McLaughlin had credibility issues.
Right. So what you're saying is, had the jury known, had you known, had your defense attorney known that this person had issues with honesty, that should have been brought up in the trial and used to impugn this witness and say, look, you can't trust a word this guy says. You know, motion to dismiss this witness, please. But that was never presented to you. It was hidden.
No, the county attorney it is required, you know, both state and federally, to turn over all exculpatory evidence to the defense. And that just never happened. And, you know, the prosecution went further and put Detective McLaughlin on the stand, you know, to testify against him.
Now, is it my recollection that he was the only one who testified, correct?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, you basically have, and this is the messed up part about this. This is not something that happens once in a while. We see it all the time when we go into court, cops getting up on the stand and lying.
Sure.
It doesn't happen every time, but more often than not, they're either outright lying or they're manipulating the truth to such a degree that basically what's coming out of their mouth is a lie. And it's sick, and you hear about these situations where you've got this guy who's gone after 400 people. How many of them even did anything, any of the things that were accused? Because
right.
one of his tactics, if I understand it correctly, was basically he would manipulate people. He would say that they said certain things, not have any evidence of it. Those people maybe never did say those things. And then he would use that against them in order to get them to
take a plea
deal. So, you know, maybe they just
had to be a sex offender, right? He probably
right.
offer something less than a sex offender status. And
right.
Yeah.
So you basically are forced. Most of these people were probably forced into taking these plea deals, pleading
right.
guilty as some sort
of
sex offender.
Actually took it to trial like Rob did.
Right. And then, of course, if you did take it to trial, look at what happened to Rob.
Right.
You know,
sent up the river. You don't get your 10
exactly.
years back, even if you can overturn this, Rob. And I understand you've found an attorney and you're working on some sort of a challenge to this conviction. Even if you are able to overturn this, you know, hopefully that would throw into question all of the other convictions that he brought about, maybe pave a way for some of those other people to somehow get some form of compensation. But, I mean, what's the best you can hope for? A check from the government?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping to be able to get my family's name cleared out of this.
Mm.
And, you know, yeah, I would like to see some type of compensation.
Right.
Yeah, but for 10 years, man, that you deserve a little bit more than a little bit of compensation. You deserve a lot of compensation.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know at this point what's going to happen. You know, I got to wait and, you know, hear from the county attorney.
I know what's going to happen. The system's going to protect this guy. They're going to do everything they can. They're not going to throw him under the bus until the last minute, until it's, you know, until you've got enough to where they can't deny it or whatever. They're going to try they're going to close ranks. That's what the whole Lori List thing was all about. It was about protecting these cops who were doing dishonest things and not allowing the light of the media or the light of day to be shown on these people. And you're trying to show that on this guy. So kudos to you.
And Rob, this is your case is very interesting because if that's all they had on you, and his testimony can't be used. It's not like they can retry you.
Right.
And in theory, you have the right to a new trial.
Well, I think what's going to happen is, and this is just speculation, is that, you know, they're going to look at the case and, you know, they're going to see, obviously, that this conviction was made too egregiously and, you know, open the case up and then, you know, overturn it and throw it out.
I hope so.
I mean, at best.
I hope so.
And then send out sanctions. I don't know what that does, but I don't know. All I know is...
Well, hopefully he would lose his damn job. I hope he would lose his position, if not have to pay out something personally. Of course, they probably have qualified immunity, so he'll probably still be protected, even though what he did was
the cop didn't know that he couldn't lie to the court.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have tried, to get the courts to talk to me. I mean, the last time I was there, I mean, y'all saw what the county attorney did. He photobombed me. You know?
Well, he ran out the door as quickly as he could. I hope you'll keep us in the loop as this develops, Rob. God knows how many years it's going to take for you to get any semblance, if it even does pan out for you. I hope it does.
Probably going to try and drive it to a point where he's dead before it comes to a conclusion.
Yeah.
That's what they always do.
We're not getting any younger, that's for
sure.
Thank you, Rob, for the call tonight. Appreciate
Thank
the update
you.
On that situation. That was, I think, Jim McLaughlin was that cop's name. And ugly situation. We don't know how many people are behind bars because of lies that this man told, or how many people have their lives and reputations ruined because of the lies this man told. And again, he built his entire career on telling lies, by pretending to be somebody he wasn't, to trick people into doing something that maybe they wouldn't have done otherwise. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, you can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street ends a brutal week Friday with the Dow setting a new closing low for 2022.
At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points to close at 29,590. The S&P 500 also fell 64 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 198. The White House is condemning a move by Russia to annex some parts of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said Russia's referendums are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. A plan to recruit veterans into the Florida school system appears to be working. The State Department of Education says nearly 400 vacant teacher positions were filled by newly certified veterans. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open if you want to join in here. The number is 603-283-6160. And nobody here with you tonight. We ended up getting into Venezuela because we talked about the story with in regards to Martha's Vineyard and the immigrants that were shoveled up there, ostensibly from Florida. Turned out they were from San Antonio. The allegation is they were misled when it came to why they decided to go up there. And now they're in the hands of the state, so who knows what's going to end up happening to them. They certainly seem like people who could work, who are willing to work. It's just that they were essentially defrauded and told that there were things like jobs waiting for them in Martha's Vineyard, when, in point of fact, apparently Martha's Vineyard's people didn't want them to be there at all. It was a very interesting situation, and nobody did a good job at kind of recounting what had happened there. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that story?
Just that it's really, really interesting that yet again the libertarians are the only people who actually have some sympathy for the people involved, and the only what the Democrats and the Republicans are both interested in is how they can offload any responsibility they claim to feel about these people mm-hmm. to somebody else.
By the way, Bitcoin.com is a place you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. It's definitely an international technology that people everywhere ought to learn about, and you can do that by clicking Get Started at the top of the page, and that will help you understand the basics about crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just head over there to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started. You can also get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. But it turned out some of these migrants that were bussed up to or taken up to Martha's Vineyard were from Venezuela, and we haven't done an update on Venezuela. There's a reason why people want to get the F out of Venezuela, and that's because it is a socialist hellhole where for more than a decade plus they have been inflating the hell out of the Venezuelan bolivar, the currency there. And of course, well, we're starting to see what that's like here in the United States with government's own numbers, inflation rates looking at over 8%. Year to date.
Yeah, that's like their own numbers too, not the actual numbers.
Which is basically their numbers are calculated as being the biggest lie that they can tell without completely losing credibility to the gullible fools.
Yeah, I mean, and this is standard for the socialist, you know, places like Venezuela, right? Cesspools. You know, they have this, they have the real inflation rate, and then they have the
the official numbers?
Yeah, the official numbers, and there's a black market exchange rate and everything.
Right, and we've been following that.
There are lies, there are damn lies, and then there are government statistics.
Yeah, we've been following those statistics for a while here on Free Talk Live and kind of talking about the news that's coming out of there, what people's stories are, and how difficult life has been. In the last year or two in Venezuela, things have kind of turned around a little bit, if you at least believe some of the reports coming out of there. And one of the reasons for that is because they allowed the economy to dollarize in Venezuela. So they've essentially stopped the hemorrhaging to some extent by allowing vendors, businesses there in Venezuela to advertise a dollar price for their items. Now, we all understand
that. Imagine attaching yourself to the U.S. dollar and having that be an improvement over what you had before.
Yeah.
That's just awful.
The disgusting thing about this is these socialist countries are literally just propping up the dollar as a result of this. The dollar shouldn't be worth anything, not anything compared to what it is right now. It's only worth more than it should be as a result of these other countries who have an even worse governments, not being able to maintain their own currency.
Essentially, dollar
and the petrodollar, which is our government will kill you if you try to trade for oil and anything else.
Sure.
Well, right. And essentially having the dollar used in so many global economies, El Salvador, and there's other countries where they don't even have a central bank money. They use the dollar. And so having it out there in those other places essentially kind of socializes the inflation, if you will, right? So rather than focusing the inflation all in one geographic area, all in the United States, whenever they print money out, it steals value from all of those people all around the world that have the dollar. So it's a lot harder. They've got a lot more printing to do.
People who aren't even benefiting
from it. It's even worse than that.
From it.
Because the dollar was also the reserve currency of the world. So even though most currencies are not redeemable, the amount of wealth held by the government is an indication of how likely they are to destroy their currency now as opposed to later. So it gives the currency a certain amount of credibility, even though it's still you're trusting a politician and eventually he's going to screw you. But so the dollar. So massive amounts of dollars are held by a lot of governments in the world, which props up the subjective value of their currency. And when those dollars turn out to be useless, it's like owning a piece of a mutual fund that has a worthless stock in it. The value of the mutual fund, drops.
Right.
Sometimes even faster than than that of the stock itself.
So what you're pointing out is that when the dollar crashes, it's going to send the entire world's economy, all these countries that have propped their systems on the dollar, into a tailspin.
That would be my prediction as an economist, but we really don't know exactly what will happen, because in all the history of mankind, we have never before been stupid enough to crawl into a trap like this. I mean, cavemen did not do anything this stupid, or we might not be there, be here. So we've come a long way, baby.
News here from, let's see, Bloomberg. At 10:30 p.m., gamblers are already packing the slot machines at the casino. Bartenders offer free booze. Dancers swing to merengue music. And bingo players compete for a $500 prize near the poker tables. At midnight in May, and on a Friday, one lucky player won a raffle for a $2,900 Yamaha motorcycle, then traded the keys for cash. It's Vegas with a Latin America twist. Not that long ago, gambling would have been illegal in Caracas, the bastion of the far left. Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's firebrand populist socialist, by the way, leader, who died in 2013, banned casinos, saying they caused social decay comparable to, quote, prostitution, addiction, and drug use, unquote. Well, those days are long gone, as is clear to anyone visiting Las Mercedes, the bustling neighborhood east of downtown Caracas. It's home to the new Humboldt Casino. One lady says, during this past 10 years, we were missing a place like this where we could have fun. She is a real estate broker, and she headed over to the roulette wheel with her husband. More than two dozen office towers are rising from the narrow lanes of Las Mercedes. On the ground floor of the Jalisco Tower, 15-story building, passersby can marvel at three red Ferraris on display at a dealership. The four-seater, Portofino convertible, the cheapest one, retails for over $200,000, which equals the annual pay of 590 entry-level public employees in Venezuela. Across the street, an apartment building is under construction. A brochure advertises a rooftop pool, game salon, gym, and co-working space. Stores sell Hermes and Pronovias clothing around the corner, and not far away, a shop displays $1,000 stilettos from a lawn designer. This conspicuous consumption represents...
Knives.
What's that?
Heels or knives?
I think heels. I bet you there was a man with a knife and a gun protecting these stores.
I wonder what percentage of their customers work for the government.
Well, it's an interesting question, because they stole
all the money and then they didn't have anything to spend it on.
They do point out that the entry-level public employees don't make a whole lot in Venezuela. But there's more on the way here. I bet Maduro and his buddies are sitting pretty in moments. I'll tell you more. Like, how is there this economic turnaround in Venezuela, or is there?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open, 603-283-6160 is the number. Ian, Chris, nobody here to continue the discussion about Venezuela and what may be the beginnings of an economic turnaround simply because the government let off a little bit. They backed away. They took their boot off of the throats of the Venezuelan people just a smidgen. And it has made a difference for the people there. The story here is from Bloomberg, and it's a pretty detailed piece. I'm just going to share some of it with you, and then I'll post the full thing over on our social media page, which you can go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us there. By the way, thanks to Robin Mock, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program, AMPS.freetalklive.com is where you can go to sign up, as Robin has done. Robin is a gold level supporter, helping us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. You get access to some perks, some benefits. Just head over to amps.freetalklive.com. We definitely appreciate the support. So a little bit more here from the story, and again, I'll post this later over at social.freetalklive.com on the Free Talk Live profile if you want to dig in deeper. But they're talking about this like kind of ritzy area of Caracas called Las Mercedes with like Porsches or Ferraris for sale, and there's a casino that's open. Previously, casinos were prohibited. And they say here that this conspicuous consumption represents a remarkable turnaround. Still early, delicate, and available only to the wealthiest in the nation of 30 million. Until recently, Venezuela was known as an economic basket case with hyperinflation that neared 2 million% per year. Its currency, the Bolivar, was worth so little that criminals no longer bothered to steal it. And enterprising souls wove the bills into handicrafts to sell to tourists for a few U.S. dollars. And if you want to, you can go on eBay and look for Bolivar purse or Bolivar wallet, and you can actually buy things that are made of the Bolivar. That's what they're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, around Las Mercedes.
I'm not made of money, you know.
Somebody would make a shirt out of Bolivars for you, though, if you paid them enough. Stores shut down around Las Mercedes, and children were foraging for food in garbage bags. The neighborhood's transformation follows a stunning about-face by President Maduro, the barrel-chested former vice president handpicked by Chavez. Over the past 3 years, Maduro has eased restrictions on businesses, as well as price controls and regulations. Notice, he didn't get rid of price controls and regulations. He eased them. Last year, he dropped the ban on casinos entirely, apparently. And most significantly, in late 2018, Maduro let the U.S. dollar circulate legally. So we had reported on this a couple years ago on Free Talk Live because it was pretty noteworthy. It used to be illegal for vendors to have dollar prices. And then they changed the policy to where the dollar is still not legal to put into a bank account. Like, you can't do that in Venezuela, but if you want to accept it, you're allowed to. They're not going to arrest you for it anymore. And everyone, from executives to street vendors, now carries greenbacks, which could have led to jail time under Chavez. Dollarization helped out a lot, said the general manager of the Las Mercedes Power Store, PAW3R is how that's spelled, whose bright and sporty shirts and leggings are Venezuela's answer to Lululemon. I don't know what that is. He remembers how she and her 7 employees struggled to keep up with the rising prices. With inflation under control, her business is thriving. Now, of course, again, they're still subject to the U.S. inflation, but it's nowhere near.
You know, I'm wondering how they're getting dollars, just because, you know,
family members sending them down there.
I mean, yeah, interesting. So, what were they doing before? They were there.
You just weren't allowed to have them. Dollars were absolutely being bought and sold for Bolivar. That's how they came up with the black market rates for Bolivar, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm just trying to think like how this would have somehow improved the situation, just because people were using it because they had no other choice already anyway.
But they can now use it openly.
Yeah, the business becomes inefficient when you make it illegal. Drugs would be a lot cheaper if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
Exactly. So now businesses can advertise dollar prices. They can accept dollars without having fear of a sting operation and spending the rest of their life in prison. And so that makes it a lot easier to just get business done.
Even though they were doing it before. I mean, not the advertising, but the at least acceptance of, presumably.
I don't know how obvious it was. They probably would be very suspicious of a customer coming in offering dollars, thinking it was an undercover operation trying to arrest them.
So they were like converting it behind the scenes. And then on the black market, and then
People were doing black market conversions.
So that
of the
creates
dollar.
Inefficiency in the system.
Gringos were coming in, for instance, bringing dollars in, exchanging them for the Venezuelan Bolivar, which they would have been insane to do on the legal market because they would get like 10-1.
Right.
Whereas on the black market, they might get 100,000 for one. So there was definitely a high demand.
What they've had to do in order to do this is abandon the lie that anything was wrong with the market price of Bolivars. You know, they had, I assume, because that was their big lie, that the Bolivar is really worth more than this. It's just somehow speculators can consistently turn a profit by betting wrong, which I don't know how even works.
And did they abandon the lie, or did they just change the law to allow dollars?
I don't even know if they changed the law. I think they just allowed it. I don't know how official it was. Maybe it has become official now at 4 years on.
Just not cracking down on people.
But the other thing you have to remember, Chris, is if you were a business owner. And you are a business owner, but you don't have an office in Venezuela. But if you were in Venezuela and you needed to order, a pallet of wireless modems or something like that, you own ThinkPenguin.com. People can get Linux-based computing solutions there. Your vendor would not take the Bolivar. No, whoever it was, your wholesaler was, he'd laugh in your face if you tried to give him a pallet full of bills or whatever, right, to trade him for whatever the product was that you needed. So in order to buy from international sellers, you had to pay in euro or you had to pay in dollars. And that's a problem when paying in dollars and euro is illegal. Right, so it makes business very difficult to do. You're going to go out of business.
Yeah, there's a third one actually, Bitcoin. Bitcoin does actually work
if you had somebody who's willing to take it, and we know that not all sellers are yet.
There's more international use of Bitcoin, I think, than a lot of people realize. It's not like substantial by comparison to like the dollar or maybe the euro, but it's more than people think. Let's just put it that way. It happens like all the time.
Almost every data point shows the economy is improving. The country's gross domestic product is expanding anywhere from 1.5% to 20%, depending on which economist is forecasting. Hyperinflation officially came to a halt back in January, which is very interesting. So they are still inflating, by the way. I did check DollarToday.com. They most recently they've changed the iteration of the Bolivar a few times in just the last decades. They've knocked zeros off the end of their official currency. And the last time they did that, they changed it to what they're calling, I believe, the digital Bolivar, which doesn't make any sense, but that's just what they called it. And the hyperinflation just slowed to a crawl. It's still going up. It was like 4 and change, 5 Bolivar per dollar on the black market like a year ago, and it is now 8.4, so it's still gone up 100% in a year, but that's still way better than 2 million percent or whatever.
It's no longer at hyperinflation.
Yeah, let's go to Jack. He's in Washington State. Go ahead. Oh, sorry, that's not Jack. Jack is in Washington State. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I thought I was listening. I had all kinds of things I was going to say, but I got cut off a bunch. But Beer Talk Live is awesome. I thought I was watching it for the first 45 minutes of the show, so I got a little confused.
Just check your watch.
Oh.
If it's not past 10:30 Eastern time on Saturday night, it's not time for Beard Talk Live. And thanks for the reminder, Jack. I did mean to plug that tonight. Tune in tomorrow night. It's 10:30 Eastern time is when they start, roughly. There were some technical difficulties last week that was a little bit later.
Nobody's still there?
Yeah, he's here, I think.
There's still nobody?
Great job. Yeah, he does a great job on that show.
Oh, actually, apparently we've lost him. He dropped out. I don't know what happened there.
Seems surprising.
Maybe he's having internet. Maybe having internet difficulties.
But
there.
I think it's DeSantis, that devil you talk about. I think he's just making a point because the media doesn't cover immigration very well. So by him saying 50, not 500, 50, he's kind of getting the media involved in resource issues. Plus, minuses, black and red. You can't support them down there, regardless of crime and your ideal of immigration. Does that make sense, or your ideas on immigration?
Well, the government shouldn't have to support immigration. They should just simply allow it so people can come here and make a better life for themselves by working hard. And by the way, whenever you talk to people that have worked with Hispanic migrants from south of the border, they will tell you they are the hardest working people they've ever encountered. To work hard and provide for their families, they should be free to do that. If there's a place that's willing to hire them and there's a place that's willing to put them up, then in a free country, you should be able to do that. Out of time. Tomorrow night. We'll see you then.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you. Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.